Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
I honestly think Pep needs to change a little bit of tact. You haven't got Rodri, you have to stop playing through the middle as much because teams are pressing you to death and they're giving up way too many chances.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Ireland prepare for their second outing in this season's Nations League. There's widespread condemnation of Jim Ratcliffe's latest round of cost-cutting measures at Manchester United. And Jose Mourinho is accused of racism after a fiery Istanbul derby. But first, Carlo Ward is hoping to secure back-to-back wins as Ireland manager this evening. They're on the Adriatic coast at Koper to play Slovenia, having begun their campaign with a 1-0 win over Turkey in Tala on Friday. For their part, Slovenia opened the group with a 2-1 win away to Greece. Recently retired international Julianne Russell gave her prediction for this evening on last night's Off The Ball.
Yeah, I think it'll be tough. They seem to do well at home. They've had a good few wins in the last couple of games. So I have confidence that the team will definitely come away with the win. I would like to be positive thinking in that way. And yeah, I think maybe a 2-0 win is what I'm predicting, but we'll just have to wait and see.
And anything we should be keeping an eye out on the team sheet? Do you reckon Carlo Ward's going to make a few tweaks?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Maybe one or two. It's hard to know. Obviously, people bodies after that game, like that pitch was so heavy. I'm sure there's a lot of heavy bodies and a heavy legs. Hopefully she'll have a full squad to pick from. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Kickoff in Koper is 5 o'clock. The other game in the group has a 3:30 start and sees Turkey play Greece. Ireland midfielder Jamie McGrath is on the move in Scotland. Hibs have announced a pre-contract agreement with the 28-year-old. McGrath has agreed a 4-year deal at the Easter Road club and will join from Aberdeen in the summer. The Athboy native has 4 goals and 6 assists for the Dons so far this season, but hasn't been involved in recent games. Mikel Arteta says the hunger is still there among his Arsenal squad to hunt down Liverpool in the Premier League title race. Saturday's 1-0 loss at home to West Ham, coupled with Liverpool's win away to Manchester City, leaves Arsenal 11 points from the summit ahead of tomorrow's trip to Nottingham Forest. Despite the gap, Arteta says they'll keep trying to reel in Arne Slot's side.
You were saying earlier about you're not giving up on the title until it's mathematically impossible, but in your heart...
Over my dead body, I said.
Over your dead body.
Yeah.
But in your heart of hearts, do you really think you can do it?
If not, I'll go home, guys. Mathematically, it's possible. You are there. You have to play every game. Suddenly, 3 days ago, we could close the gap and you are like, you are 1.5 games away. It doesn't matter. We have to continue to go.
So it doesn't feel today like you're, what we would say, clutching at straws.
No, it's the difficulty. The difficulty is higher 3 days ago, yet it is higher. But, I mean, if you want to win the Premier League, you're going to have to do something special. You're going to have to win this Premier League with the circumstances that we have. Probably have to do something that nobody else has done in the history of the Premier League.
And while he waits for other forwards to regain their fitness, Arteta says they'll continue with Mikel Merino as a makeshift frontman tomorrow night.
Yeah, in relation to the opposition and the options that we have and then what the team generates as well. So especially the attacking players depend a lot on what the team is generating, the chemistry, on the fluidity, the areas that we are hitting, how we interacting with each other. And it worked really well against Leicester, and it didn't work that well the other day because there were a lot of things missing.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup. It's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Arne Slot says recent results have only served to support his decision to field a weakened side in the FA Cup. The Premier League leaders are beaten at Plymouth but have since opened up that 11-point gap. It's Newcastle at Anfield for Liverpool tomorrow, ending a run of 8 games this month. But despite the toll taken by Sunday's win at City, Slot says his players are well able for the test posed by Eddie Howside.
I'm not so sure if it is difficult. Because these players are trained for this and they're used to this. So if they go to a World Cup or to the Euros, they have to play those amount of games in a short spell of time as well. So they're able to do so. But it's I sometimes feel like if we have one gap in between and the game starts, I'm like, they're not as aggressive as they were. So they're in a certain rhythm. And they've shown this season many times already that they're able to. But it was the reason why I changed my lineup against Plymouth so drastically, because I don't think you can do this for a whole season. So you need to have once in every 4 or 5 weeks a normal week. And what I call a normal week is 2 games in a week instead of 3 games in a week. Of course, that hurt us in the FA Cup. But it also means that these players are now able to play 5 games in a row at the highest possible level.
The Liverpool boss was also asked this morning if Mo Salah's exploits make him a more difficult player to keep hold of.
You can look at it in both ways. You can say, yeah, the better he does, the more expensive he might become. And the worst, if he would do really worse, we would have second thoughts if he wanted to extend his contract. So I think for everyone, it's the best that he brings in the performances he does now. Maybe only for the one that has to pay him, it's not the best. But for everyone else, it's the best, because if you want to play at this club, you need to be at his level. Otherwise, yeah, probably you are almost useless to play at this club, because we only need players that are at the top of their game, because this is one of the best or the best club in the world to play for. So, yeah, he needs to have these performances for him to play here and hopefully to extend here.
4 games in the Premier League tonight. Aston Villa are away to Crystal Palace. Brighton host Bournemouth, and Wolves take on Fulham. Those games all kick off at 7:30. Then at 8:15, Chelsea face bottom side Southampton at Stamford Bridge. Celtic can extend their lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership to 16 points tonight. Brendan Rodgers' side play Aberdeen at Parkhead from 8 o'clock, and they'll hope to bounce back after losing to Hibs last weekend. It's only their second league defeat of the season. There's been widespread condemnation of the latest round of cost-cutting measures announced by Manchester United, describing it as a transformation plan. United are to seek between 150 and 200 redundancies to add to the 250 that lost their jobs last year. United had 1,140 employees as of June last year, meaning 450 redundancies would represent a 39% cut in their workforce. Chief Executive Omar Barada insisted the club can't continue to pose financial losses after recording deficits for each of the last 5 years. United will cut back their presence in London, while free lunches to employees will be withdrawn, saving a reported £1 million a year. But speaking on last night's Off the Ball, football writer Henry Winter was strongly critical of this latest batch of Ineos-led cost-cutting measures.
And, you know, it's not simply employment for them. You know, it's not like one of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's petro refineries, you know, where people can maybe go and find work elsewhere, and it's just a job for them. For these people, the 200 staff members, they're Manchester United fans. This is a slap in the face to them, as well as a slap in the face to their bank account and all the issues that creates for their family. You know, they were all pulling in the same direction to try and make Manchester United great, and that is, it's just a slap in the face for them. Like, I really feel for them. I mean, it's amazing how incredibly intelligent people can be, remarkably thick at times. And so Jim Ratcliffe is clearly a very intelligent individual. You don't become a multi billionaire and do what he's done in business and in life without being bright. But then to everyone expected some form of redundancies, some form of cutbacks, because there was a slightly bloated element to Manchester United. But you do it with a bit of class, you do it with a bit of grace, you do it with a bit of respect for people whose lives, as well as their employments, revolve around Manchester United. And I thought it would be, having seen the Glazers close up over 20 years, I thought it would take some going to be on a par with them in terms of potential unpopularity. And I'm not saying Sir Jim Ratcliffe is there yet, but he's getting pretty close. You can't treat it like it's a corner shop.
And there's much more from Henry Winter and from Julianne Russell, which you can find by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Fenerbahce manager Jose Mourinho has been accused of racism by rival club Galatasaray after a controversial nil-all draw in Istanbul. Criminal proceedings are reportedly being initiated against the former Chelsea and Manchester United boss following his post-match comments. Mourinho criticised both the standard of Turkish referees and his opponent's behaviour on the touchline. Here's what Jose had to say in his press conference.
And again, I have also to thank the referee, because with the Turkish referee, after the big dive in the first minute and their bench jumping like monkeys on the top of the kid, with the Turkish referee, you would have a yellow card after 1 minute, and after 5 minutes, I would have to change him. So thankfully, it was perfect experience for him.
Fenerbahce vice president and former Shelburne owner Atshun Iliche has defended Mourinho.
When I say you are running like a rabbit, I don't say that you are a rabbit. So when I say you are jumping like a monkey, it doesn't mean that you are a monkey. So the people at the moment, at this moment, the bench people, when you look at them, when you look at their faces, and Jose Mourinho and the other technical coach, I'm talking about Okan Buruk, so you can clearly understand that Jose Mourinho had no intention to be racism in the words or behind the words or around the words. So that's a very clear situation that is trying to be manipulated by Galatasaray board, and we are used to it in Turkey.
And finally, Jordi Cruyff has been appointed as Indonesia's new technical director. He joins his former Netherlands teammate Patrick Kluivert, who was appointed as Indonesia head coach in January. It's not Cruyff's first role in the international game, having been briefly the manager of Ecuador 5 years ago.
Hello, it's Owen Chahan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.